Thank you, Lois. Yes, I'm sorry I didn't find the imprint of my tiny hands in the sidewalk outside the room. Very disappointing. Mainly, tonight, I'll be reading with my friend Peter Hooton a rather long passage from The Changing Light at Sandover, but let me soften you up or decide you to leave after these shorter excerpts. Some earlier poems. This is called The Victor Dog, and even though there's no longer a dog on the label of Victor Records, I think we have the icon fairly well in mind. Somebody told me that when Victor Records began to distribute in India, the dog being an unclean animal, they had to put a cobra on the record, listening to the horn of the gramophone. I couldn't have written my poem about that. The Victor Dog. Bix to Buxtehude to Boulez, the little white dog on the Victor label listens long and hard as he is able. It's all in the day's work, whatever plays. From judgment, it would seem, he has refrained. He even listens earnestly to Block, then builds a church upon our acid rock. He's man's, no, he's the lyre man's best friend, or would be if hearing and listening were the same. Does he hear? I fancy he rather smells those lemon-gold arpeggios in Ravel's Les Jets d'eau du Palais de Ceux qui s'aiment. He ponders the Schumann concertos, tall willow hit by lightning, and stays put. When he surmises through one of Bach's eternal boxwood mazes, the oboe pungent as a bitch in heat, or when the calypso decants its raw bay rum, or the moon in Wozzeck reddens ripe for murder, he doesn't sneeze or howl, just listens harder. Adamant needles bear down on him from whirling of outer space, too black, too near, but he was taught as a puppy not to flinch, much less to imitate his bête noire Blanche, who barked, fat, foolish creature, at King Lear. Still others fought in the road's filth over Jezebel, slavered on hearths of horned and pelted barons. His forebears lacked, to say the least, forbearance. Can nature change in him? Nothing's impossible. The last chord fades, the night is cold and fine, his master's voice rasps through the groove's bare groves. Obediently, in silence like the graves, he sleeps there on the still warm gramophone, only to dream he is at the premiere of a Handel opera, long thought lost, Il cane minore. Its allegorical subject is his story. A little dog revolving round a spindle gives rise to harmonies beyond belief, a cast of stars. Is there in Victor's heart no honey for the vanquished? Art is art. The life it asks of us is a dog's life.